the president saying this of Mr. Riley. I think he's a person I know well. He's a good person. I think he shouldn't have settled. Personally, I think he shouldn't have settled because you should have taken it all the way. I don't think Bill did anything wrong. What do you make of that?
Well, it's coming out of the mouth of a man who has said some horrible things about women. Don't forget, he talked about grabbing women in their private parts, and because he was important, he could get away with it. And so they are two of a kind. And so I'm not surprised that he stood up and tried to defend Bill O'Reilly. But it's all catching up with Bill O'Reilly and that sexual harassment enterprise that they created over there at Fox. And it's catching up with them, and you have over 30 advertisers who have taken away their advertising. They are not wanting to do this with them anymore because of the way that they have created this record of sexual harassment. They have treated women very badly. And so I understand the Justice Department has opened a case. They're taking a look at them because this really is a sexual harassment enterprise. It shouldn't be in America that you can sexually harass women and then buy your way out of it because you're rich. If they continue to do this in the way that they have done, they need to go to jail. You know, the president's over there talking today about Susan Rice going to jail. They need to go to jail. Bill O'Reilly needs to go to jail. And so I just want you to know that the president didn't do himself any good standing up for Bill O'Reilly. And where was Ivanka? She's supposed to be his advisor. She's supposed to be the one that's standing up for women. Right. I think she either advised him wrong or she's absent and she's not in it.